Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very arrogant, entitled nation, on average. And we're becoming like backward third world corrupt societies where people just have a laissez-faire, so-what attitude about corruption. People think corruption's cute, like they do in North Korea or Mexico. And bottom line, our Anglo-Saxon Magna Carta, the common law that was the best in the world, is gone. It's down the toilet. And that's what protects everybody from tyranny. You remove checks and balances, you will be raped, you will be robbed, you will be looted 100% of the time. And as bad as you think government is now, openly violating the Constitution from one end to the other, all you fake Republicans loved it when George Bush was doing it. You felt like you were personally winning, that your team was having a victory. Now all these Obama people, they think they're winning. They're suddenly supporting it. You're all a bunch of suckers. All right, coming up, the healthcare situation and a lot more. Right now, let's go to the calls. Devin in Kansas. Thanks for holding, Devin.
Oh, no problem, no problem. First, I want to say it's an honor to talk to you, Mr. Jones. I love what you do and I love your work. My question for you is a two-part question, actually. How do we, as regular people, American citizens, go about changing things locally in our community? And how do we present information to people who are skeptical about...
Okay, I'll tell you. You walk into city council during your citizens' communications, and you say, wake up. Wake up from the spell. Here's the New York Times. Children are being trained to confiscate veterans' guns. Here's another article. Trillions missing. Federal Reserve won't say where it went. They own both parties. Wake up. America is being robbed. All this stuff you see on TV is nothing but a distraction. Left and right doesn't matter. What matters is an offshore corporate takeover. I'm going to hand out now 100 free copies of Fall of the Republic. And you're authorized to burn copies of them. Just give them to everybody. That film is the best tool out there. Or you can start your own blog, your own website, start calling into talk radio. Everybody doing a little something. Go meet with your sheriff, educate them. Go to your state house, meet with state representatives who are against the New World Order. There's more and more of them. Say, I want to volunteer. I want to help you. I don't want to just go to meetings and drink coffee with you and tell you what you should do. I want to go knock on doors. You know, run for the legislature yourself. Run for city council. You probably won't win the first two or three times, but if you wear a suit and are well-spoken and stay active, you're going to end up winning, and you're going to be in all those debates and all those discussions, and you're going to wake up the people in your town and your city that are politically active. And you know what? Also, don't have an apologetic attitude. Like, I know this sounds kooky. You show up and say, I'm in command here. I'm your friend. I'm trying to warn you. I'm giving you some information. I'm authoritative. Okay? Now, you've been warned. I'm leaving. What are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, if you showed up, knocked on somebody's door and said, don't think I'm kooky, but I saw some smoke coming out the back of your house. If there's flames shooting out every window of a house and the roof's starting to collapse and there's a bunch of idiots inside, I don't come barely knock on the door. I knock on it. If they don't open the door up, I kick it down and I go in and say, get out of here. Get out of here right now. The sucker's coming down. And it's the same thing. You go, look. World government's been announced. We're being looted by foreign banks. You've been incrementally mesmerized into this. It's time to wake up, people. Wake up and remember your humanity. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it did. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Anything else? Did he say no? Thank you. Thank you, Devin. I mean, folks, we have to get a sense of desperation here. We know what's happening. Real tyranny. The real deal. Bad tyranny. We're going to come back and go to Matt, Julio, Thomas, Joe, Alan, Craig, Jim, Michael, and others, and a bunch of other key stuff.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we have been incrementally taught to be lemmings, to be slaves, to bow to government, to bow to office, to bow to uniforms, that's respectful and that's patriotic. That is the opposite of what our founding fathers said. They said that when government becomes destructive of the aims of the Declaration of Independence, it is not just your right, it is your duty to throw it off. Now, this armed camp of criminals that have been amassed against the Republic, they are the revolutionaries. They are the people overthrowing our sound Republic. They got a lot of brainwashed, well-meaning idiots in their ranks. For more than 10 years, they've been quietly brainwashing the Boy Scouts to join the federal and state ranks of the police state. Now the feds are openly federalizing the Boy Scouts and having federalized police departments completely take it over. The children are trained for gun confiscation and to take on the American people. And every time I talk about this, I get moronic emails, people going, well, I'm in the Boy Scouts, or my son is, and we're not doing that. Well, they hadn't got to your town yet, buddy boy. I've got the Associated Press. I've got Reuters. I've got the LA Times. I've got the New York Times saying how great it is that the kids are being trained for gun confiscation. Now, the good news is this does shock Boy Scout groups, because a lot of times they're not really conscious of what's going on because it's such a shocking statement to make. Then they go out and find out it's true and it's really happening. But they find out the media is going, what's the big deal? I mean, it's not just the Boy Scouts. I have local Austin news and local commercials that are run in the public schools in Austin over the TV networks they have, the in-school TV systems. I have a clip of this actually in Fall of the Republic, my latest documentary film, where it shows the kids and they're offered $200 to turn in family members or anyone else. And there's always a good reason. Oh, yes, the government wants to stop drugs. They ship in while they push legal drugs on your kids, the Prozac and Ritalin. Oh, yes, the terrorism. Oh, yes. Folks, this is a criminal, out-of-control government. You better wake up and admit that to yourselves. But it doesn't matter. A lot of you aren't going to wake up till later. You got to get hurt really bad by the system. And the system knows you're going to wake up and fight them. That's why all their internal reports that we've gotten our hands on, that have become national news, talk about how much they hate your guts, red-blooded Americans, libertarians, conservatives, true liberals who are anti-war. They hate you. They hate your guns. They hate your private property. And they're not a bunch of dirty-legged hippies. They're hardcore bankers. And they control the issuance of currency and credit. And they know what they're doing. And they've taken down hundreds of third-world countries. And they're taking America down right now as their prize. And they're arrogant. And they're focused. And they've got the police in their back pocket, because the police don't even know what time of day it is, just like the general public, and they are moving ahead with this thing right now. So don't say, police and military, you aren't warned. You know everything we see is classical tyranny being set up. All right, I'm going to go to Matt, Julio, Thomas, Joe, Alan, Craig, Jim, Michael, and others. And then coming up, I'm going to get into the health care, and then I'm going to get into Interpol taking over America. I've got the executive order. I saw this last week, and I had to read this over and over again. I just can't believe it. I mean, I know all this is happening, but to give foreign troops or any designate of the United Nations unlimited immunity inside the United – I mean, this is unlimited. You've all read about the UN constantly caught with sex slaves or running drugs or running money laundering ops or running whole jet loads of kidnapped kids. Why do you think the UN's always caught? Because they're the ones that have the diplomatic immunity. They can fly anywhere in the world and can't be searched. How did the UN get this Henry VIII type imperial power? And now they've got the power to run it in America. All I can say is hide your kids. In fact, people won't believe me. Google UN caught running white slavery. In the year 2000 to 2002 alone, the United Nations was caught trafficking over 1 million women and children. BBC, 2003, reported that. I mean, they've got operations so big grabbing your kids. They CPS them right out of Europe, Child Protective Services. They're on a jet to one of two dozen countries. And they are slaved out. And a lot of times when they hit 25 years old, they, you know, 10,000 men have had sex with them. They've had 30, 40 abortions. They've been used up in ways that are so hellish you can't even imagine. They just walk them right out, shoot them in the back of the head, throw them right into vat acid. That's how they roll, just massive, massive murder operations. I was walking through a store last week, and there was an ad for Daybreakers. I think that's the name of it. And it was like, oh, the great pharmaceutical company, we're your friend. Come on in. We want your blood. In fact, pull up the trailer for that. And it cut to people just hanging on high-tech meat hooks, having their blood taken for vampires. Ooh, that's so scary. That scares everybody. Meanwhile, the UN's running giant death ops, just grabbing whoever they want. Nobody can stop them, and nobody cares. UN staff accused of raping children in Sudan. That's London Telegraph. That's nothing. Here, show people the actual Google search. I bet there's millions of hits on it. There's so many articles, you could never read them all in a lifetime. They come out so fast. Google UN troops torturing children. Let's show them beating a five-year-old to death. And we're going to show you the really hardcore stuff. And then let's show them roasting a small boy over a fire. Yeah, click images. Click images for everybody right here. Oh, you're so scared of imaginary vampires. But see, that's why your subconscious, you're so scared by that TV commercial. Because subconsciously, your subconscious knows there are actually people who are the equivalent of vampires running things. That's why you're really scared of Al-Qaeda. Because deep down you know there is a hidden force wanting to enslave and destroy you. But it's your own criminal government. And they understand that as psych warfare chiefs. Oh, yeah, there they are roasting a child. Be careful when you're Googling these, though. There's some that are just off the charts. Yeah, there they are roasting that boy. Again, there's stuff you can't even imagine of them just beating children to death. I mean, it's just savage what they do to them. And nobody's going to stop them because now they got diplomatic immunity in America to do whatever they want to your kids. Oh, man. Who do you think runs the drugs? Interpol. Set up by the Rockefellers. Haiti police and UN troops massacre continues. Those who protect the Haiti rich elite or corrupt government continue to kill. Everywhere they go. Google dying car caught in sex trade or slave sex trade. They had to change their name because of it. Using UN immunity, just literal airports just filled with jet aircraft taking off with the slave goods. Oh, but everything's fine. You're in the red, white, and blue. The bankers won't do anything to you. Everything's fine. Well, Huckabee's going to save you in the next election. Or Al Gore's going to save you if you're a stupid leftist. All you people are fools, folks. None of it means anything. It's all complete window dressing. DynCorp and Halliburton sex slave scandal won't go away. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article. Scroll down. It'll have mainstream clips in it. Yeah, let's see if that YouTube video is still up of a congressional hearing where Donald Rumsfeld admits, yeah, they do run giant slave grids, but here, crank up the audio for folks. They can just hear it right now.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is
we'll
the
right
of the U.S. government to reward companies...
We'll be right back. And I promise I'm going to get to your phone calls, too. It's just, folks, evil runs our government. Doesn't matter who gets in office. It's only going to get worse until you stand up and admit it. The whole thing's rotten. The whole thing's rotten.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. A criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else, is just a copycat.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, one time I was in downtown Austin in front of DynCorp's main office, and there were these cops standing out front, and I walked over and I said, you know, they've been caught as one of the biggest child trafficking groups in the world, and they don't even get in trouble. And the cops just said, yeah, I do work for them sometimes, and started laughing at me. And I don't think those Austin cops were involved, but see, it's funny. But if they're told to freak out and get all scared of some patsy who got tricked onto getting onto an airplane with some explosive, you know, they'll get all scared and serious, or if they pull you over and your kid wasn't in their seatbelt right, they're going to go ahead and CPS them and take it all serious and give you no leeway and, you know, just, I've got to throw the book at you, ma'am. I'm sorry, but you're a criminal. But if you're a big, giant global power, they just fall down and worship you. But it's not just the police. It's the general public. Yuppies and people. They think it's cool and cute not to care. They think it's cool to conform and go along with the system and never make waves. And so our society will fall. We will lose everything. Only 0.1% will end up with 90%+ of the wealth. And all of you that enjoyed incredible wealth and success, you will end up losing everything you have in the next decade. Most of you will end up losing almost everything you've got, and you'll still defend the system because you're cowards deep down. You make a split-second decision, like Orwell talked about with Crime Stop, to serve the evil. Most people did in Russia. Most people did in Nazi Germany. Most people did throughout history. It's shameful. And I'm here so you get to hear the truth at least once and know that you had a choice to make. But when the system attacks you, when the system's got you cornered, and none of your neighbors or nobody cares about you because they've all been trained to watch their fellow humans torn apart. They've all been trained to let this predatory, parasitic, vampiric government feed on us. And the vampires, and I mean that figuratively, for the New York Times writes an article about me, they think of you as food. They think of you as steak on the table. They think of you as like a cat thinks of a mouse. They're cold-blooded. They don't care. All right, I said I'd take calls, and I'll get into the healthcare thing. It's just reading the healthcare, how it lets the government run your life and know all your records and put you in jail for 5 years if you don't get it and take money out of your check and cut Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, it even cuts what you get. Just like the banker bailout was a robbery. Everything's a robbery. Everything's a scam. Everything's a fraud because we have a criminal hijacked government. The Republic is falling. It's going away. Your entire Bill of Rights is being trampled on. Homeland Security and NORTHCOM were built for you. The milk cow that they're milking, that they're sucking blood out of. Don't you get it? They know they're criminals. That's why they're militarizing against you and brainwashing our young people that it's macho and cool to engage in predator activity on their own people. Matt and Julio, Matt in Indiana, go ahead. I'm going to quit ranting.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good to talk to you, brother. I sent you guys a clip of the Weather Channel clip of the UN. They're talking about free condoms to combat climate change, and it was interesting because the
they're teaching everybody ban kids over one for the world government. They called for that in Copenhagen, a world government quote to enforce one child policy. Go ahead.
And it was interesting because the news anchor was actually discrediting the UN propaganda. And then also at another point, I watched the other day, it was funny because you had a call the other day, call about Jesse Ventura and his creationism and versus evolution. And I watched Ben Stein's Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, and it has a great section in there.
Yeah, Ben Stein, of course, worked for a bunch of presidents and others. We're going to get him on. His film, for those that don't know, he found out what I found out in Endgame. My film, that is all eugenicists. His film came out a year after mine, that eugenicists, that a eugenics cult is running everything. Go ahead.
I think he gets it, and it's interesting to see the correlation between the persecution of the people on the side of creationism and the persecution of the people on the side of evolutionism as it ties to ClimateGate and the people on both sides of that. And then also on just a final point, sir, if you could ever talk about the Montana Freeman, and if you could elaborate on any of that and what you might know about it.
Well, I know they got set up. They were really asking for it. Well, I mean, no, people just walk right into this. I mean, go ahead.
Was there an idea that the more debt you have is the more money you have?
I appreciate your call. Yeah, man, I appreciate your call. Listen, it's called Patriot Mythology. And so people go, well, the private central banks are allowed for every dollar of deposit they've got, every dollar the federal government creates, they get to loan out 10. So they get to buy up real assets and buy up media and buy up governments. So since the banks count debts through fractional reserve banking as a net asset, then we can do that too. And no, it's only allowed through the private Federal Reserve in that cartel. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. And so they will send SWAT teams after you if you ever try to do what they're doing. Only the private offshore banks are allowed to kidnap children and run giant slave grids. They're the only ones allowed to create trillions of dollars in debt and put it on our backs. They're the only ones allowed to commit crime everywhere. They're the bankers. They own Interpol. They own the government. They are the crooks. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, Freedom Fighter, merry belated Christmas to you, and merry Christmas to all the Info Warriors listening today and not watching football and drinking mercury today. So merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Quick comment, then to my question. I saw the New World Order documentary that you were in. I think it was on IFC. I saw it on this guy's website the other day. Fantastic. It really scary when you're in that hotel room during the Bilderberg conference in Virginia and they pulled that fire alarm on you.
By the way, let me stop you. Finish your point, and then I'm going to tell a story about that film, New World Order. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask a question. I think this week the government was trying to do some huge operations. You were talking about the underwear terrorist bomber here in Illinois. We weren't expected to have a huge snowstorm. We're only supposed to have an inch or three of snow. And I remember I keep telling you about that Air Force report in 1996. I think they were doing it here in Illinois. We had like 2 feet of snow this weekend. We weren't expected to have this. So, again, I think the government's been doing something this entire week against the people.
Well, you know, there are extreme weather events that happen naturally, but there is massive weather modification and control. A lot of it's been declassified, but I appreciate your call. Let me now comment on the other point about New World Order, the film. That documentary that aired on IFC, predominantly about myself, the makers of it have been interviewed by national news, the New York Times and others, and the New York Times, because I've talked to them off air, I've talked to the filmmakers, and they go, yeah, the New York Times asked us if we were really followed by spooks. And we told them yes. But then when the New York Times writes an article about Bilderberg, they say that I'm crazy and was like imagining the whole thing. And Psychology Today said the same thing. I saw another newspaper article last week saying I was completely insane and just imagined the Bilderberg meeting and imagined being followed. I mean, it's that's why the mainstream media is crashing and burning, because they lie.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Humans were offered a chance to assimilate, but they refused. Therefore, they are enemies of the state.
Human blood is our most precious resource, and our supplies are running out.
Our families are starving.
If you capture a human,
they're throwing us. They're everywhere.
It is law to turn them in. Here at Bromley Marks Pharmaceuticals, we keep humans alive.
To farm them for blood.
Daybreakers, in theaters everywhere January 8th.
But in reality, people are scared of some imaginary vampire sucking their blood. When we really do have a global government set up by parasites who openly say they don't want to share the resources with 80 to 90% of us. They want to set up a planetary dictatorship to kill us. And that is in hundreds of government textbooks, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. I talk about this 10 years ago. People laugh at me. Now, half the time I go to the Drudge Report or the New York Times, there's a headline, UN calls for global one-child policy. UN calls for cutting population by 80%. England calls for cutting population by 50%. I mean, search these terms driving along in your car. Write it down and search it. And then say, man, that guy's pretty normal. He's upset about things. Look at this. Let me tell you why our society's all screwed up. Then I'm going to get into the healthcare and then Interpol, and then your phone calls for Thomas, Joe, Alan, Craig, Jim, Michael, Chuck. I'm going to try to get you all in. Let me tell you why we're all screwed up. Interpol getting absolute above the law diplomatic immunity. And the trick is, when the FBI is internationalized, which it is, they get immunity. Totally criminal. The UN's a private organization set up by the Pentagon in 1945 at the Presidio Naval Base as a private consortium to take over the planet, and they get diplomatic immunity. U.S. citizens don't even get our Bill of Rights or Constitution. We don't even get our due process. But none of that matters. Look, Colt McCoy is the Big 12 champion. Our kids' futures are secured. It doesn't matter if the UN's been caught adding cancer viruses to vaccines hundreds of times and sterilants to vaccines. It doesn't matter if we've got a global empire set up that's parasitically sucking our freedoms out of us. No, Big 12 is what matters. Oh, look, this is what I bought last night at the grocery store. My wife sent me out to get some stuff. People, the scandals that rocked America. Oh, Mel Gibson, Paris Hilton, Kobe Bryant. Oh, look, she shaved her head. Britney Spears, oh look, O.J. Simpson, and people pay $15.99, $15 I paid so I could just show you this idiocy, and people get all obsessed about it. Oh, this is how Madison Avenue controls you. They brag that they sell you on these shallow ideas and sell you on feeling inadequate so they can then control you. And this is all just tabloid junk. People only care about this, and that's why you're going to get hurt. Oh, Big 12 championships. Oh, people scandals that rocked America. National Enquirer. Tigers illegal drug use. Martha's collapse. I killed my baby. Britney's abortion nightmare. Larry King cheating scandal with his wife's sister. It doesn't matter if the UN's running giant child kidnapping rings. Oh, by the way, I forgot to get to this last week. I remember about 6 months ago, a bunch of European papers reported that Israel was caught killing Palestinians and harvesting their organs. And then Netanyahu flipped out and threatened. And now Associated Press, pull it up, Israel admits taking organs. I want to put AP on. Now my issue here is this. I remember 15 years ago it being on 60 Minutes that major U.S. hospitals kill healthy people for their organs. You didn't know that? You didn't know they kill you for your corneas? You didn't know that? I mean, my dad's a dentist. He's not a medical doctor. And when I was 15 taking my driver's course, he said, son, don't sign that organ card. And I said, why? And he said, word is from doctors in Dallas is they'll kill you for your, if you come in just a little bit hurt, they'll put you under if your blood type matches if some rich person wants it. And I thought my dad was crazy. And then about 4 years later, I'm down in Austin watching 60 Minutes with my grandfather. And Dallas was one of the cities listed where they will murder you. Now, the point is, all these governments are totally criminal. China grabs peaceful Falun Gong Buddhists because they don't take any drugs or alcohol. Their organs are so good, and they have them blood typed, literally like in the movie Daybreakers, literally in cells, like a package of meat. But you're a yuppie, you don't care. You rich women get the more expensive collagen that's melted down babies, injected into your lips. Just as soon as the police state's in place, nobody's going to care about you either, lady. So do you understand the real vampires that are running our society, ladies and gentlemen, and you better stop caring about this. You know, I came in today, and people at the office asked me, they said, you heard about Charlie Sheen getting arrested. What do you think? And I thought about talking about this, but what is the point when I've got all this serious news? I know the truth. Charlie knows the truth, and that's what matters. I'll never forget. Fine, I'll give you, you're so addicted to this type of stuff, I'll give you some inside stuff now that I can talk about it. In 2006, I was at Charlie Sheen's house, one of many times I've gone and hung out with him and worked on things, and he just broken up with Denise Richards, and I heard him talk, he was telling me, he said, I can't believe all the lies she tells, she makes stuff up, but it doesn't matter, I'm going to take the high road, yeah, she's cheating, on Heather Locklear, who'd been her best friend with her husband. And, boy, I could destroy her in the media, but I won't tell anybody. And, plus, he knows he could trust me, so I wouldn't talk about it. And then a year and a half later, it came out that she was doing that, and it really hurt her. Everything that was said about him was a lie. It was all a big setup with some high-powered Republican lawyers who were mad at him. Then it came out in the New York Times that because he was going to put out that loose change final cut, Mark Cuban got threatened by the White House. He was smart enough to record it and release the email that they had to drop that fake case. They said, we're gonna indict you for made-up stuff for making this movie. I had to keep my mouth shut about that because they didn't want to talk about it. This is the real world. This is how the real world works. And so I know Brooke, Charlie's wife, know her very well. She's a nice lady. I've never seen Charlie Sheen drink. Never seen him use drugs. All he drinks is coffee. And I've never seen Brooke drink. But it's reported that she was extremely drunk. And it's the thing that women do. It's very common where they call the police on you to win the argument. I had a girlfriend did that one time. She was punching me in the face. And I was trying to get out of the house, out of my own apartment. And she said, "Don't leave. I'm going to call the police." And I said, "Go ahead, lunatic," and I drove off. But the society is designed to break up the family. So when the cops showed up, they went ahead and arrested Charlie. She since recanted and said, "Well, I'm going to tell the truth. I was drunk," and they tested her blood. She was, and he didn't attack me. They just, I'll call the police. I'll prove this is. But see, that doesn't matter. I just spent 3 minutes on that when it doesn't matter. Whether Charlie Sheen's swinging naked from the chandeliers doesn't matter, okay? What Tiger Woods is doing doesn't matter. What Martha Stewart's doing doesn't matter. But the average person likes to see somebody big stumble. You've been trained how to be petty. Reading Roman philosophers when they described the gladiatorial diversions of the Circus Maximus, how you would cheer your neighbor being torn apart by gladiators or lions, 1 week, even though the next week your wife or children might be in there. It taught everybody to devalue human life, like violent TV, violent video games, all of it does today. And it taught everybody to enjoy seeing others torn apart. And the system in Rome 2,000 years ago scientifically came in and made everybody fight with each other, made everybody base, made everybody demonic, so they could be made to fall. So, hey, celebrate all these rich people and powerful people falling. The thing is, they aren't criminals. They aren't vampires. They're not running child kidnapping rings. That's why you hear them being attacked. It's petty bull that doesn't matter. It's sort of the real issues.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
6 o'clock in the evening, the House of Representatives voted by a 5-vote margin to have the federal government manage the health care of everyone in America at a cost of over $1 trillion over the next 10 years. For the first time in American history, if this bill becomes law, the feds will force you to buy insurance you might not want or may not need or cannot afford. If you don't purchase what the government tells you to buy, if you don't do so when they tell you to do it, if you don't buy just what they say is right for you, the government may fine you, prosecute you, and even put you in jail. Freedom of choice and control over your own body will be lost. The privacy of your communications and medical making decisions with your physician will be gone. More of your hard-earned dollars will be at the disposal and tender mercies of federal bureaucrats. It was not intended to be this way. We elect the government. It works for us. How did it get so removed, so unbridled, so arrogant that it can tell us how to live our personal lives? Evil rarely comes upon us all at once, and liberty is rarely lost in one stroke. It happens gradually, over the years and decades and even centuries. A little stretch here, a cave in there. Powers are slowly taken from the states and the people. And before you know it, we have one big monster government that recognizes no restraint on its ability to tell us how to live. It claims the power to regulate any activity, tax any behavior, and demand conformity to any standard it chooses.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, let's set him back up to the show. He's always a great guest. You know, I ran out of time to get into health care today, so I thought I'd just play that minute and a half clip where he says it all. Except you got to pay for abortions. I forgot that part. For all these religious people that are against it, or people that have morals. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I read the bill, and I can't believe it. And then Chris Matthews, by the way, I got a call 2 weeks ago. Chris Matthews says He's coming down here to interview me in the first 2 weeks of the new year. They want to make a special about me, a special hit piece. And I'm not afraid. Come on down here, Matthews. Of course, it'll be taped so they can play all the games they want, but I don't care. I'll walk into machine gun fire. I'll walk into their propaganda. I'm not going to turn away from a fight, especially you're coming to me. Now, Chris Matthews really is a rare piece of work. He keeps invoking race on every issue. You don't like socialist health care? You don't like black people. You've all heard those clips. Has nothing to do with it. Hey, I like pepperoni on my pizza. Oh, you don't like Eskimos. What does it have to do with Eskimos? Shut up, racist. It's a way for them to race pimp and make it a racial issue and divide people. He's a very, very sickening person. And now he comes out and says, I love, my hero is Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals. We own a copy of it somewhere. I couldn't find it this afternoon. Bought it years ago. Where he pledges himself to Lucifer and says his life is dedicated and the book's dedicated to Lucifer. And he wants re-education camps. I mean, that's who these people are. But they're not funded by dirty leg hippies. They are funded by the banks. The bankers' ring wraiths are the communists. That's who that he sends forth as his Nazgul. Now, a literal hardcore commie. I mean, this guy wants you in work camps. Here's Chris Matthews making millions of dollars a year living in a Georgetown mansion, and he wants your money. He wants communism. I mean, these people are so sick. Chris Matthews knows fully what he is. He's a mercenary posing as a liberal. Here he is invoking Saul Alinsky, who, by the way, was Barack Obama's mentor. Here it is.
Really not a good thing to do. Well, to reach back to one of our heroes from the past, from the 60s, Saul Alinsky once said that even though both sides have flaws in their arguments and you can always find something nuanced about your own side you don't like and it's never perfect, you have to act in the end like there's simple black and white clarity between your side and the other side. Or you don't get anything.
In other words, lying. I mean, folks, I have the health care bill. They have real socialists like Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean. They're not perfect, but at least they're honest, going, I'm not going to vote for this. It cuts your Medicare and Medicaid and raises everybody's taxes. I mean, it's a total scam. And then I said I'd get into this. National Review's got it. AP's got it. The New Media Journal has it. I read the executive order. This is not hype. This really happened. It's Executive Order 12,425 gives complete and total diplomatic immunity to all members or designate agents of Interpol, this big private police consortium out of Europe, now global, one of the dirtiest police organizations on the planet, hooked in with just drug running, child kidnapping. You can pull up all the mainstream news articles about it. And they are to have total diplomatic immunity, something police, military, FBI don't have, and they shouldn't have. But worse than that, then the FBI, if they act through Interpol, they do get it. So that's why he's doing that. And so I thought, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, please. Here's the executive order. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow on the Long Form Weekday Show. There's that. Obama extends diplomatic immunity to Interpol by executive order, bringing us literally under the UN. And then here's FEMA. This is a FEMA press release, NLE09, held back in July with troops from 14 different countries to, quote, take on American domestic terrorists. So I mean, the Army War College teaches they're going to use foreign assets in America. I mean, they're actually getting the police and military ready through the threat fusion integration centers for foreign troops. Here's Jerusalem Post, IDF, U.S. National Guard to share defense ideas. And you read this, and it says the IDF is already in all our major branches, but now they've been assigned to NORTHCOM, and it says they will be dispatched to events in the United States under NORTHCOM, FEMA, and National Guard. And it goes on to say they'll be dispatched and respond in America. So, see, they're just – that's like 6-7 years ago that the Pentagon started hiring illegal aliens to be in the military. Now – police departments are hiring illegal aliens. They're just hiring foreigners that'll enforce all this. You know, I said I'd take calls, and we're almost out of time, but I'm going to give each person 45 seconds. Thomas in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a little information. I know people in the construction industry, and they're for invitation to bid only. They're the government's building FEMA camps to house 200 to 500 Army National Guard along major highways and interstates. And also, too, at Camp Mendon.
Yeah, that's
in
the
Indiana.
Emergency Readiness, National Emergency Readiness Centers. And the Houston Chronicle reports it, but Glenn Beck doesn't say it exists. So.
Also, too, in Camp Mendon, Louisiana, they're expanding it, and they want five times the bomb production out of there as well.
Yeah, and even small police departments are being hardened against American militia attack. What is it the government's doing that's so horrible they know it's going to force citizens to start fighting back?
And that Camp Mendon, that's so explosive that they evacuated it for 100 miles before because there was a fire. Now,
all right,
really
I'm out of time, Thomas. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex Jones, you are the man.
What's on your mind, Joe?
Oh, listen, yeah, we're here in Jersey. What I wanted just to bring up real quick was a lot of people that lack critical thinking. I have a lot of friends I've spoken to and try to give them a heads up of things and stuff that's going on in the world, global.
They're designed to live in denial. You could tell them their house was flooding and they wouldn't believe you if there were fish jumping around their living room.
Right, but you look at me like I'm absolutely insane. I'm like, you could Google this.
Well, here's the Economist. Here's the Economist's latest issue, falling fertility, how the population problem is solving itself, how we can't have children anymore. Yeah, because they're spiking our water. Oh, look, fertility is falling astonishingly fast, and that's bringing big benefits. Everything is about how great it is to not have children, unless you're the elite.
Right.
You all have like five of them.
Yeah. Right, right. I'm just trying to talk about endgame stuff here. Yeah, I mean, we're getting down to the wire on this baby here. And, you know, I have a lot of my friends. I've really had trusted, you know, 16 years knowing them. And you look at me like I'm insane. And, you don't take the effort to go Google anything. You don't see the RFID.
Because they're mesmerized. They've been mesmerized by television.
You don't see the RFID, 7-foot pole things that they put on the side of the road in our community. It's right here at every minute.
It's all admitted. They're tracking all the RFIDs in your products. They're face scanning you. They're license plate reading you. They're looking at everything you do, everything you say, openly, all criminal, all illegal. They just do whatever they want. And your friends, and you know why? Your friends are going to lose everything they got incrementally. They're going to be made dependent, and that's what they like. They want to be butchered like fat hogs. Move on. Move on. Hey, Joe, I'm out of time. God bless you. Move on. Look, sir, we played you Fox News with the Japanese government looking at putting lithium in the water. Lithium has already been put in our water for at least 50 years. That's why people are overweight, don't have a sex drive, and are so weak. They're drugging your water. Wake up, people!
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.